Star Wars 7x7, episode 3572. I want to hear from you on this one. So every month this year, we've been pulling one of the conversation cards out, one of the Star Wars conversation cards from Kelly Knox. I've been asking and answering one of the questions and then asking for your answers. And so, yeah, today's that episode for the month of April. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So in this episode, we are pulling a Star Wars conversation card. If you are not familiar, that's a box set of cards that are meant to stir conversation about Star Wars. It was created by Kelly Knox, put out by Inside Editions last year. She was on the podcast to talk about it last year. It was very cool. And for 2024, I thought, yeah, why don't we explore it a little more in depth? So I've been pulling cards at random each month, and this is the one that I pulled for the month of April. It's one of the galaxy-related cards. There are five categories within the conversation cards. This one is the first one that we've pulled from the galaxy, and the question is, would you rather live on frozen Hoth or volcanic Mustafar, and why? And there's a little booklet that comes with the conversation cards that has a little more backstory on each of those questions. The one for this one says, Hoth is the ice planet that the rebels choose for their base in The Empire Strikes Back, and in direct contrast, Darth Vader builds a dark and foreboding fortress on Mustafar. Even though neither planet is particularly hospitable, Hoth is home to a variety of fauna, including Tauntauns and Wampas. Native Mustafarians have also found a way to thrive on the fiery planet, mining its lava flows and riding creatures called lava fleas. And I gotta say, I was lucky enough to have done the Secrets of the Empire virtual reality experience at Downtown Disney in Anaheim when it was there. And part of that involved a mission to Mustafar, and there are lava fleas there, and they are freaky. So yeah, personally, I want nothing to do with lava. But that isn't the basis of my own personal answer to this question. So I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, where, you know, 100 degree plus temperatures in the summertime were normal. I live in central New Hampshire now, where we get, you know, 6 to 10 feet of snow every winter. In fact, we had a snowstorm here last week. We got 18 inches of snow, and it knocked power out in the neighborhood for the better part of 2 days. And that was 2 weeks into spring, so crazy, right? But yeah, so having lived in both the hot and the cold, I can definitely say that I prefer frozen Hoth to fiery Mustafar. And the reason why, ultimately, is that you can bundle up and get warmer and warmer, but you can't get more naked. So yeah, I definitely think that you can accommodate temperature much more readily on Hoth than you could on Mustafar. Probably also helps that 30 minutes or so starting The Empire Strikes Back is basically my favorite chunk of time in any Star Wars movie or live action storytelling situation. But it isn't just Empire for me, actually. Like, snowbound sequences I really enjoy in other storytelling. Like, going back to, I think the first James Bond movie I ever saw, View to a Kill, like, the opening sequence is a chase that happens while they're skiing down a mountain. The part in Inception toward the end, where one of the levels is actually in this, you know, snowy area with a fortress in the middle of nowhere. And if you've been listening to my coverage of the Bad Batch stuff, you've probably heard me say a time or two that The Outpost is one of my favorite episodes. That's the one from season 2 where Crosshair finally hits his breaking point and realizes that his loyalty has been misplaced. That's taking place on Barton 4, which is a snowy, icy planet. And there is something about the setting that actually lends itself to the storytelling as well. So that's my answer for why, if given a choice, I would pick frozen Hoth over volcanic Mustafar. And I'd love to hear what your answer would be and why. So if you're catching this on YouTube, comments are right there. And on Spotify, there's a Q&A section there, so drop your answer in there. And if you're catching this episode anywhere else, then please head over to the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and leave a comment there and let me know what your answer is. I would love to check it out. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, if you think more people should know about what you're hearing about, then please consider leaving a rating or review on your favorite app. Please consider hitting the join or like or subscribe or follow button, whichever the app offers you. Just tell people, tell other Star Wars fans that you know that this podcast exists for them. And please also consider helping to support the creation and production of this one-man show with just a little, you know, just a little drop in the bucket, basically, at patreon.com/SW7X7. And it just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Y-Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Y-Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at ycampidaho.org.